Radio frequency catheter ablation has dramatically changed the way we treat patients with WPW-related tachycardias. Surgical approaches were commonly employed for the past two decades to ablate the accessory pathway and disallow any arrhythmias related to the WPW syndrome. However, intracardiac catheter ablation has revolutionized our approach to these individuals. It can now give us a cure with minimal to no hospital stay. The success rate depends on the experience of the operator as well as the location and complexity of the pathways involved. In general, a good laboratory should certainly have a 90% or greater success rate in ablating accessory pathways for a cure. The approach will depend on where the pathway is, but in general, a catheter is placed in the heart either on the right or left side, depending on the location of the pathway. It is placed very close to the accessory pathway since the ablation energy only travels approximately 5 to 7 millimeters. With onset of energy, the accessory pathway is ablated and conduction can no longer occur. Thus, this should be primary therapy for patients with accessory pathway-related tachycardias.